Hello, my name is Abraham Pachikra. I'm from Microsoft, and I'm here to talk about cloud computing and Windows Azure with the CTO of FullArmor, Danny Kim. Danny, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So why don't we get right into it? What was the original problem that you were trying to solve for?
So actually, the original problem was trying to create a solution that we can scale out for mass-scale endpoint management. Our first challenge, actually, the product that we developed 4 years ago, was called Policy Portal, and we actually developed it with a joint project with Microsoft for the Children's Hospital in Buffalo, New York. What happened was Microsoft actually donated a technology room for children to stay in touch with their parents and their friends, and actually there was research done that said when children are in constant communication with their friends, they actually heal faster. And so it was a kind of a charity project, and Microsoft had brought us in and said, hey, can you manage these machines remotely? Because we can't afford to have servers down there or dedicated IT staff. And so at the time, it wasn't called the cloud. It's called the internet. So can you remotely manage these machines across the internet?
Right.
And so that was the challenge. And so we started to do that, and we started to find out, hey, this is a great model. We can reduce IT administrative efforts. We can remotely manage multiple machines. And so we started signing up other children's hospitals.
Right.
And suddenly we found out that it was a huge infrastructure burden for us.
Right. So, like, yeah, in fact, what were some of the limitations or constraints that your business had to work within to proceed forward?
Sure. Well, some of the constraints was the fact that as we signed up more customers, we were adding more servers, which in turn meaning more cooling, more data center space, more IT personnel. And eventually we found out that, hey, we're not equipped to be a data center hosting provider. And we don't want to go into that business. That's not our business. We want to do endpoint management and security.
Right.
And so that was a real constraint. And so we really started looking around, hey, is there an infrastructure, hosting infrastructure that we can start utilizing?
Right. And so in doing that, and you start looking at these hosted types of solutions, how did you arrive at looking at these cloud offerings? And what did you look at exactly? I mean, you must have walk through a few of these.
We did. We looked at even traditional hosting, which wasn't really fit for our needs. We really needed a development infrastructure.
Right.
And at the time, one of the more popular one was Salesforce.com. We actually ported a good portion of our product over to the Salesforce.com environment.
Right.
We brought it up, had it running, and then we kind of shut it down because one of the things that we had really bet on and trained our developers on was utilizing the .NET infrastructure. And we didn't want to retrain them on the Apex language because in order for us to do more sophisticated stuff, we had to actually do a lot more of their proprietary language environment. So we kind of sat back and said, you know what, Microsoft's got to come out with something. And we bet on a couple of key areas. One is it's going to be probably .NET. It's probably going to be an ASP.NET UI-based environment. And it's going to be a very simplified database format. And when Windows Azure came out and it was announced, that we almost hit all three of them on the nail.
So what's an example of what you did? I mean, at this point, was there a children's hospital, or what did you actually go off and do?
So we actually, our first job was to port our app, which was the big challenge. And we didn't know how long it would take or what the effort would be, but we were quite surprised because we had already invested in a .NET infrastructure, the actual port went really well. More than 80% of our code actually compiled out of the box. And then we did the other 20%, some of the specifics of Azure environment. And after we did the port, we finally saw, hey, this is a scalable solution. And as luck would have it, I guess there's a saying, you know, luck favors the prepared.
Right.
And I guess we were prepared. And so as luck would have it, the government of Ethiopia contacted us through a systems integrator.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a situation, another problem, where they had hundreds of thousands of teachers in Ethiopia, and one of the funded projects they were looking to do is supply a laptop to every teacher and connect the teachers together so they can upgrade the education quality of the country. And so they were asking around who can scale and have a scale service that allows us to manage these endpoints without having to create a new data center in Ethiopia, which is very difficult to do.
Right.
And so that's kind of when we said, this is it's a great use of the service we just ported. And so we went over to Ethiopia literally a month after we did the port.
Mm-hmm.
And we demonstrated it to the government of Ethiopia, and they signed off on it the next day. It was just an ideal situation. So once we started doing our project in Ethiopia, the other countries in Africa heard about it. And, you know, it literally, we've had Microsoft field offices in Africa come to and tell us, we want to deploy this in every country in Africa. And so the scale aspect, we were able to test out immediately. And we saw that this solution scaled really well, and not just for emerging markets.
This is more than 100,000 you're talking
about. We're hundreds of thousands in Ethiopia. There's 800,000 teachers in Nigeria alone.
Interesting.
So now we're hitting millions of people, whereas our first solution back in 4 years ago, we were struggling with 100, 200 users.
Right.
Now we're considering a million or more users, and we're not even blinking an eye because the service actually scales on its own.
And so when you say not blinking an eye, how... your business, how much have you had to impact your business in terms of staff and training to actually scale from like 100,000 to 300,000 as an example?
Right. So for example, the one IT person we had 4 years ago is the same IT person we have today. And that IT person was servicing a couple hundred end users. And that same IT person is not actually servicing because all the end-to-end day-to-day management of the servers and whatnot is actually being handled by the Windows Azure team in the data centers that Microsoft hosts. And so our IT guy just makes sure that our uploads happen correctly.
Right.
And the scaling is handled for us automatically.
Right. So Danny, why don't you show us now an example of what your capabilities are in Full Armor?
Sure. Let's take a look. I'm actually going to log into our Windows Azure-based service so we can access all of that from our browser. One of the things that you'll see is we actually created a live Earth-based environment that allows us to map endpoints or essentially the laptops right from Ethiopia onto a live Earth map.
Very visual fashion.
Yeah, and so we can actually drill down, and as you can see, we can see all the endpoints here, and we can also create what's called a geofence, which is a Win7 feature using their sensor API. We can map the endpoints, and then we create a geofence that allows us to track if a laptop leaves Ethiopia or leaves certain cities. The government wanted that so that they can track if a laptop gets stolen and be able to wipe out the laptop and wipe out sensitive information. And so what we're able to do is now deliver any package like teacher curriculum, get student attendance information, send documents, do software installation. We've also integrated with the AppV technology, which allows us to display the list of applications that a teacher may want, and they can actually go through and browse the applications that they want to see or download, select the application, actually download the application directly onto their laptops. And so this gives us a complete way of being able to remotely, in a very scaled fashion, both manage and secure the endpoint and also deliver applications and documents.
So one thing it'd be good to then get a sense on, looking back at it now, what are the sort of aspects of going into the cloud and using Azure that you did not expect that you think you're gaining out of this?
So one of the key areas is obviously it opened up markets that we never would have considered or would have even serviced, right? You know, our typical customer bases have been the Fortune 500s, the large manufacturing, the large financial organizations of the world. To be able to service a country would have been beyond the realm of possibilities.
Right.
And now that we've opened up that market, when we bring the technology and reapply it here, and obviously with the economic times as it is now, a lot of these large Fortune 500 companies are thinking, you know what, I need to get more cost effectiveness out of my business.
Right.
I need to focus on my business.
Right.
And so a lot of them, it's been very interesting, a lot of them have piqued interest in how can I offload some of my IT management to the cloud. And they're looking at our solution and saying, you know, if you can scale this out to hundreds of thousands and even millions of end users in an infrastructure as bad as Ethiopia and Nigeria, you can handle ours.
Right.
And so that's opened up a huge market here, you know, from education to financials to manufacturing companies that want to automate and scale their IT management and outsource it out.
Well, Danny, I want to thank you so much for your time on this thing. It's fascinating what you guys are doing, and really good luck with everything.
Thank you.